whatever you're gonna do. All right, yeah, so all right, so Ruben just got here. Ruben got the Scully on.
Yo, before we go, let me just tell you the people that are listening that we had to stop
immediately about straight out of the
eight
gate.
Conversations.
Oh, that's
before
true.
We started correct that's recording because it's just too good, too juicy.
And there was a lot of things that were brought up before we hit record. Oh, like 10 minutes, like bro. 10 minutes, that's why we texted you. We were like, we're missing the
sandwich,
Rube.
Bro. Yeah,
you said 8 o'clock.
Yo, not to mention like the.
And I will say.
Not to mention, like, the DMs where I'm like, you know, not to, like even the DMs, like, we're just like, like, I was telling Juan before you came in, Ruben, like, I was like, yo, I got a bomb shit. He's like, no, dude, just save that. And I love that about you guys. And what I was saying, Juan, was I was really impressed from the rip, dude, at, like, y'all's chemistry and just how y'all talk about stuff and just, I don't know, man.
Oh, that's so cool, really, man. Easy. That's so cool.
Thanks,
it's
man.
Fun. It's fun.
And I mean,
it took a bit.
It did, yeah, but we have known each other. We've flown together, yeah. And we, you know, we've been friends for a bit. So definitely, I think the chemistry, something that I think is necessary for you to enjoy FPV is you have to fly with people that are going to make you feel good. You know, like that. Not.
Yeah.
FPV has to be fun.
Everything. And yeah.
Everybody that I chilled with, like chilled, because I've flown with a lot of people.
But
that I chilled with is people that are on the same vibe as me, on the same frequency. We listen to pretty similar music. We crack up together. It's pretty much like it takes you right back to high school. You know, and like you're with your group of friends in high school. And that's what the key of the podcast is, the fact that it feels like it's a flying sesh, you know?
What's a blast.
Is the fucking, maybe we could fly together on the spin. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah.
You know, that wouldn't be bad. Yeah.
But that was kind of the big idea. You know, Juan, we kind of, you know, when we were flying together, we did have these types of conversations.
Absolutely.
Not necessarily naming people, et cetera, but.
Well, I missed the boat on all that. Like, I've never flown with anybody. I've flown with two people and only
one. That's not true.
You
fly with Carl.
On the
rig. You fly with a couple of people.
12 packs a day came through. I flew him, CGK, and then my buddy Whoop Squad that I don't really want to get into it, but I can't fly with him anymore.
Yeah. That's it. We could talk about that later.
You're from
Jacksonville.
Florida.
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Oh,
yeah.
You're all the way. You're north. Oh, okay, mm-hmm. That's why.
Are you south?
Yeah, a lot of the Florida rippers, they're more south.
Yeah, they are. There's really no
like
scene.
Sarasota
up here.
And then on Tampa.
They're near Jacksonville. Yeah.
There's no scene here. There's like two, three guys tops, and one of them kind of like stopped flying because he got pretty much busted by the FAA, flying under bridges with wings and just doing. Jacksonville's a hospital city. Life Flight is like everywhere all the time, man. So, I mean, it's definitely like you see people post and dive in the Modus building and you're just like, oh my, like, I don't even know how to feel about that. But yeah, the scene is just not, I don't know. It's kind of beautiful to me because I'm a very introverted kind of a lone cat and I'd like to fly by myself.
I love where you fly, bro. I would love to rip those parks, bro.
I would love to have you guys, man.
Yeah, bro. I would love if I go to Florida, I definitely got to visit you because those parks are fucking fire.
Please,
bro.
Man.
It's a 4-hour ride from your mom's house, brother.
Four-hour ride. Bro. Yeah. Shit. Well,
fellas, welcome, welcome, everybody. I'm so happy we're all here. We're recording. We got everybody here. We got Jarvis. We got Juan. We got Ruben. And we got the inimitable. If you don't know what the fuck that means, look it up.
I don't, and I'm going to have to look it up.
I wish you guys could see. He was dabbing.
Christ. 8-bit Christ FPV. A.K.A. Christian. A.K.A. the homie.
Mr. 8-bit.
Welcome to the Quadcast, everybody, this evening. It's a very, very exciting conversation. If you haven't heard, we were pausing conversation so you all could hear it. So you should thank us, really. But there's so much to get into. Christian's been flying for a while. But welcome, sir. Welcome.
Yeah, man.
Say hello to the people. Say what's up.
Well, first off, thank you guys so much. I've already listened to first of all, I was live on y'all's first episode. First one.
Word?
Yo,
what do you mean?
I was listening when y'all literally had your first episode air. I was one of them.
Wow.
So I have listened to every moment of the podcast.
Sir.
So
right, okay.
I guess where I'm going with that is I'm humbled that you guys even want me on the show because, I don't know, man, like I'm just, like I said to Juan before you came on here, Rim, we'll talk more about it, but like, dude, I've never simmed. I don't have a computer. I never had. I borrowed this one. I had to drive across town.
There's literally so many things. Yeah. Literally, there's so many things we got to unpack.
He's on
his neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Right now, yeah.
Straight up. We're fucking bootlegging this.
How do you set up your fucking quad if you don't got like...
Chill out, Ruben. Ruben, we're going to get into that, bro.
Okay.
That exact question.
We can get into it right now.
Okay,
there we go.
I would love to know that.
I want to know too.
Okay, basically,
Christian, wait. Who are you, bro? Introduce yourself.
Word. Let's start.
He's the dude that lives in Jacksonville that doesn't have a computer. Go.
Okay. So I was.
Christian, what's up? Tell us what's up. Talk to us about your FPV journey, like all those things, because you flew Whoops, dude. You flew, and Ruben said, get this dude on the podcast. I want to ask him about Whoops. I want to ask him all these things because you flew Whoops.
Listen,
before you flew 5-inch, you flew before you flew all that. So because everybody's like, well hold on. Who's this guy? Who's this guy? What's going on? This guy's been around, bro. He's been flying Whoops. He's been flying line of sight Whoops. Okay, before even FPV, he's been flying line of sight.
Yo, I blew FPV, up okay? My so like, first
you know, GoPro. Let's talk about it. Christian, what's up? Say what's up. Tell us your journey, dude.
So I started flying in August of 2014. I bought a Cheerson CX-10 and a Hubson X4. Same purchase.
100% Hubson X4 is existing.
Of course, they were like not acro capable, and obviously they had no protocol to where they could bind anything but the shitty radio they came with. But I was instantly in love. Flew line of sight exclusively until December of 2016 when I made my first tiny Whoop out of a E011 board, I think. Also unable to have acro, so I like for years, man.
But you were on stab. You're just full stability the whole time.
Yeah, but
or whatever it came with, really.
Right, and it was always self leveling. So I would I created my own style, if you will, where I would kill the throttle at certain points, and if I was inducing a roll, it would flip and fall, and I created ghetto acro is what I called it.
Nice.
And I did it for like 2 years.
What was the size of those micros? What was the size? 75?
75. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the 65. I just never really found one that I fell in love with.
But me neither. Nice.
My first acro flight was with a Beta FPV 75 Pro 2 in around, I want to say 2018, something like that.
Yeah,
sounds about right. But dude, I flew for like 4 years just like having a good time. Not really. I had no goals, man. I want this to be fun for as long as it can be. So I want to enjoy every bit of it. You know what I mean? So I don't feel like I've missed out without the knowledge I don't have. You know what I mean? Like I've made it work for me. And, that's kind of really what I'm all about.
Definitely
made
it work for
you.
You have.
You've made it 100%.
And I was going to say that I've watched you fly. I mean, I didn't know you were flying since 2014, but since I came on the scene, I've followed you. And your flying has come such a long way over the last year, bro.
Yo, like, thank you, man. Thank you very much.
You've always known what you wanted to do, but I think you still weren't flying through the tune. And it seems like in the last year, you've learned, because obviously your quad is not tuned. It's default PIDs. You've understood how to fly through the tune. And it makes a world of a difference, bro, because the videos are smoother, your lines are cleaner, your power loops and your maneuvers are tighter. So definitely, like, it's boom, up high.
Well, thank you very much. I will tell you that I have had CGK. Shout out to my boy, Carl. Listen,
what up,
guys,
Carl? What
if
up?
If you guys have Instagram and you don't follow this guy, he is a beast.
He's nice.
He's amazing, and he's...
Yeah. Yeah, check
him out. Yeah, you guys. FPV. Anyways, I'm not really sure where I was going with that before I shouted him out. Anyways,
no, Carl, you tuned your quad?
Yeah. I flew his quad, on his Tyrannus. I used to have one. I was like, dude, give me that shit. You know what I mean? Because it was so much better than any. Like, I always had to adapt to the tune, whether it was shit or whether it was, you know what I mean? Like, you always. Mm-hmm. But you do the same thing when you fly spots. You got to learn, like, okay, what can I do here? Like, what does the spot have to offer? And, like, you want to just, you know, use – I've always said it, and Adam nailed it when you guys had that first 100 packs episode. I was just dying, man. That shit had me rolling because I would fly in different places instead of all 100 in the same spot because all places offer different things and you learn how to like explore, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. That's just my take. I feel like you're going to get better flying different spots, but,
well, that's why it's a great question.
It is. Yeah, it was a fantastic.
There's no right. Question. There's no right answer to that.
That's why
there's
it was so much fun to listen to no you guys answer. Argue you about could it put for it... 45 minutes. It was hilarious. It was hilarious,
bro. But the funny thing is that these conversations have happened on the phone, in the field, and we're like, yo, we it's not once or twice we've had these conversations. It's sessions and sessions that we argue about just the same thing. And we're like, yo, this has to be it. You could put that 100 pack thing to the test. 20 pilots, 10 and 10.
I hope somebody does.
And you would get different outcomes every single time. Because it just depends on pilot skill, pilot confidence, you know, a lot of factors. It just doesn't mean that because you do that or that. Absolutely. 100%. Of course. That's why, yeah, like you said, it's such a great question, you know? Like what do you think? So, bro, okay, 4 years of flying whoops. When do you finally get on a 5-inch?
Great question. Okay, so this is a really fun story. So Steel Davis is and has been the only.
Wait, hold up. Who's that?
This guy.
I'm joking.
I know. Anyways, I don't.
Ruben almost vomited. Ruben. I got you, motherfucker.
I want to get to the part on how you fucking set up your quad without a computer.
Ruben hasn't said shit.
We're getting there. We're getting there.
Listen, Ruben almost threw up his beer. I'm going to tell you something. I'm not saying that people listening right now do not want to hear your story because I definitely do, but these motherfuckers are like, how the fuck he set up his quad without a computer? I need to know this so I can go to the field and fly without bringing my computer.
What? Okay, people want to know. So it's called the Speedy Bee Bluetooth app. It's beta flight in the field. You don't need. You can do everything. The problem is, I don't understand even the basic conceptual things that I'm looking at, and what the numbers like. Dude, beta flight to me might as well be in another language because I've never had anybody show me, and you know what I mean. So I used to try and change things and be like, holy crap, I've screwed it up. And it was like, I couldn't get it back. It was bad. Like, I was like, all right.
Let me tell you something. Let me ask you this. It's never glitched on you. My friend used to rock that. And one time he was changing a setting, it glitched and the fucking motors just spun up on him. And cut the shit out of his finger.
I know there is a part of the app itself where you can, it even warns you before you're like, you know, checking motors and making sure direction before you're setting it up. But it'll ask you, and it has before, and I was like, yeah, whatever. But same thing, I've had some pretty scary stuff. But like, I don't know, man, that's pretty much why, like, once I can figure out what channel map it came with, AETR-1234,
exactly.
I can just do it on my radio. I said channel 5 to arm switch, I'm turning the accelerometer off, I'm flying acro, dog. Like,
And that's another level, because it's not necessarily just one thing about not having a computer. If you can figure out
I'm talking,
you know, OpenTX or whatever you're using,
days of frustration,
channel map, you're all right.
Yeah, would help me. You know, it's like, I feel bad asking people for help, but like, dude, you could give me a PC and like, I wouldn't know what to, like, dude, I was stressing all day, like, man, how am I going to set up this email account? And like, you know, like, ask Adam.
Wait,
bro.
So you don't have an email?
Oh, I have an email, but I have it through my phone, and you know, I have a work email, like, it's thousands, so I never even look at my emails.
That's crazy.
I don't know what to call it, but you're I'm seriously lost for words right now on the fact that you don't have a computer.
What's happening?
Or internet in your house, by that matter. Like, how do you stream? Where's your Netflix, bro?
I'm a YouTube guy, man. And I don't.
Okay, so how do you watch YouTube? Through your phone?
Yeah, yeah.
My fucking neighbor's Wi-Fi.
Okay, bro. So both my neighbors are super cool, and they both give me their passwords. So wherever I'm at in the house, I change to.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's what we said. We're bootlegging this episode right now.
I love it, bro.
But it's like, you know, I'll do him a favor, or you know what I mean? Like, it was.
Yeah, of course.
It's just being neighborly. Love God.
It's neighborly love.
Hey, Florida, the sunshine state.
Word. Come down.
That's California, I think.
I didn't know Florida was that neighborly.
I don't know. You were in Florida.
Where were you? I know a lot of pixels in Florida.
Yeah, I'm not at a Starbucks or anything. Like,
you'll get into a fucking fight in New York for some shit like that. Like, you got my Wi-Fi password, bitch. What?
Yeah,
facts.
No,
facts.
It was graciously given to me, and I was like, "Yo, I just, you know, I told them like they see me fly outside because I don't really fly out here anymore, for numerous reasons, but they're both like, "Yo, that's rad," and I'm, you know, I was like, "Yo, you know, like I upload a lot of video and it eats a lot of data," and they were just like, "Oh, here's my pass." You know, it wasn't like I was out to get it, but it just happened, and they're, you know, it's epical.
I love it.
People help old people.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. It's
crazy.
Good
humor.
It's New York old
big
school.
Shout
down
out to your fucking neighbors, bro. That's awesome.
Yeah. Mm. It's big time.
Oh, are you originally from Florida?
I am. I live 400 yards from the hospital I was born at. I can
oh
see
wow!
Oh my God!
Holy shit!
Yeah.
Nice. Okay. Interesting. I got to ask you a question, bro. I always see you wearing an Argentina jersey. Is anything?
Oh, that's
are
a good
you
question.
Argentinian at all?
No, in no. fact, that was my dad's favorite player, and he bought it for himself, and that was his last Christmas present to me before he passed.
Oh, nice.
2020.
That's dope. That's a nice memory.
Yeah, are you Spanish?
Sure. No, in fact, believe it or not, I'm 90-ish% like Nordic, all like Viking area.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why you don't like technology.
Sure. But I thought I was Italian for years. I was like, hey.
A wooden router.
The fuck out of here. A wooden router. But yeah, man. Like,
Nordic.
My dad did the, you know, get your DNA on file for if we ever find your DNA at a crime scene website. You know what I mean? Like, that's all.
Yeah,
these,
yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
all that shit is, man. Like, it's brilliant. Don't get me wrong. But like, yeah, I'm Nordic.
Oh, okay. Wow, but, nice, bro.
I played soccer for like 20 years, and it was one of many passions growing up. So,
as your father obviously loved soccer as well. You know?
Absolutely, the beautiful
Messi game. Or Ronaldo.
Man, that's a tough one.
All right, have Messi.
You heard it from me. Adam, I played 20 years of my life. It's Messi. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
I think
everybody.
So too. And not that Ronaldo is any less skillful.
Pretty
it's just
boy.
That, yeah. And not, I don't know if you want to, he searched out for that, but the fact that he was a flopper and was always complaining.
Ooh,
that
flopper,
to me,
that's
well, that's
word,
that's
man.
The game, man.
You know, like no, but Messi gets fucked up.
Yeah. He's small, dude. He's only like five.
He never complained, bro. He just got up and scored goals. Like that to me is like the epitome of a player. Get up and show him on the field. Ronaldo complained. He does have the skills. He's much flashier than Messi, but Messi to me is GOAT, you know?
I agree. There's a special place in my heart for Messi, but I do want to get back to how I started 5-inch because it's really
yes. Okay, yeah. So
thank
so
you.
We migrated.
No.
Fucking navigated.
I'm with it,
bro. Do you want to come back on the episode? Do you want to like? Are you taking notes? Do you have a whiteboard like in behind your computer? Like,
I'm
like
eraser.
Oh my god. Oh my god. This. So okay. So we were talking about like how you migrated from Whoops in micro form line of sight to FPV Whoops, which
that's impressive,
you became famous
man.
For, which is great. Is. And also, I just want to say, I got this right here. Everybody can see. This is sent to me.
I forgot I sent you that, bro.
Sent to me from Christian himself. This is a printed 5x7 DVR.
That's my Civic right there in the corner.
From one of his Whoop flights.
Those motors. Those are not...
They're brush.
No, those are brushless.
Those are brush motors.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, brush.
Brush. Yeah,
100% brush. Those are from a while ago.
Wait,
so for sure.
This is 75mm.
That's a nice
a
picture,
ago.
Though.
That is nice.
But
it was fun. I was editing
me,
and I saw.
And it was fantastic. So,
how are you editing, dude? You don't got a computer.
Well, okay. So, Christian,
I'll address that.
Been flying for a while. He's been flying.
It's an easy, simple question.
And then. what happened to get you into the 5-inch land, Christian? Tell the people what happened.
Hold on, I'm gonna make Ruben happy because I want everybody
thank
to be
you,
happy.
Thank you,
because everybody wants to make Ruben happy. I want to make Ruben happy. He's been upset the whole episode.
InShot is a free.
Yes, I've used
it. It's simple to use. It's super, dude. I'm an idiot, and the user interface is like, dude. It was super cake, and I was like, yo, I can import my music that I paid for and use it, and hopefully get past the copyrights. And by the way,
do you subscribe to it? Do you subscribe
to it?
No,
it's free. It's completely free. You just say
But there is features. There's features that are not
Like $5.99 or some shit like that. No. But you can get the pro version.
I've kind of messed around with some of the like cooler, you know, like I'm just content with what you know what I mean? Like I'm not trying to. My edit game is not really where my focus is with FPV. Like I'm just trying to have a good time and continue to progress. So
you know, it's so funny, right? But, like I heard about you 2020. I heard about you. I thought you were from New York.
I'm East Coast for sure. My parents are from
New York. I heard you were this crazy motherfucker.
He's crazy.
That's true.
That is a ripper, and you are a ripper. I consider you a ripper.
Ripper. Every single rip is a
ripper. But I thought you were from Long Island, bro.
My parents are from upstate New York, so I don't know if that has anything to do with it. But
it's a vibe. It's an energy. You got.
Yeah, like I said, man, like when I listen to you guys, I literally feel like I'm having a conversation with my cousins. Like it's just like real recognized.
We're having
real,
a conversation right now.
East Coast recognizes, I think, in my opinion, like everybody.
Well, that's facts, yeah. Yeah, we've had a lot of East Coast folks on. Man. Yeah, we had E-Rod on a couple of episodes ago. Bach, Remy. East Coast.
East Coast.
Luxie, where?
No, he's in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So
that's Central.
That's like Central. Midwest. Yeah, right? Central, whatever.
No,
but
Central.
Yeah, mainly East Coast. But yeah, shout out to East Coast because, like, also, you're so lucky, Christian, because living in Florida. Your it's weather ridiculous. Is.
I don't know how lucky he is, bro.
It's ridiculous, dude.
It's primo for it's ripping because ridiculous. I'm not. I'm not ripping right now. Yo. You're out there ripping on your lunch breaks every single day. Can you talk about that for a second? Because
yeah, for sure.
No. Migrating to five inch.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
Okay.
I'm gonna chill out.
What a sloppy episode.
I know.
This is. Hey. Hey.
I was gonna keep it unfair.
People want. This is what the people want.
I love it. It's fucking great.
No, go ahead. Chris, go ahead.
Is because we're very comfortable and we're having
absolutely.
Fun.
I knew it.
It's organic.
If the episode is good, it's great, it is, but man. I'm having fun and that's why I'm here. I love it.
Well,
Chris, do you, bro.
So
heard that room.
That was a good one.
I know. Wait, Chris, you put a post today.
Yes.
Time out.
Where's that park at? Where's that park
at? He's just talking about how he migrated, bro.
Because he's flying a 5-inch in that park, so it's all relevant.
Yes. It's been a minute. It's been a minute since he's been flying 5-inch, though. So, Chris, you haven't even said.
Go ahead, Chris. Don't listen to Adam. Go ahead.
It's like 7 minutes up the road from where I work at lunch, and I'm supposed to take a 30-minute lunch break, but usually I take a longer one, and I end up flying 3 packs, you know, usually 4 is too many. I'm late, you know, so every day I have a lunch break. I go and fly. That's how I get my 3 packs in. And it's
awesome.
Dope. It's where the cops told me to go. I literally got kicked out of a different park.
Look at that. Like, see, that's awesome.
Go to this. And so I roll up and the cops are there and they just like, they don't bother me. They don't come up to me, you know, like, I don't know why, but I'm always like,
they're smoking
out.
Cigarettes, hanging out.
Maybe. But, okay. So who and why and how I got into 5-inch. So, beautiful story.
Thank God. Jesus. Thank God. Christian's here to drive the episode.
25
Jesus.
Minutes.
It's a really special kind of story. So, 2018, April. My dad passed away. I've learned so much. I'm so
sorry
blessed.
To hear that, bro.
It's okay, man. He's in a better place, and I'm going to see him again. You know, it's part of my beliefs. But
sure, sure.
It really hit me hard, and I was having a struggle with things. And about a month before he died, Steel just happened to go live with me. I requested to go live, and he was like, he read out my name out loud and was like, "Oh, Ape of Christ, that's a rad name." And I just happened to, you know, get lucky enough to be on.
He said, no, you're being humble. He said, that's the best FPV name I've heard in a long time.
Okay, basically, that's what he said.
That's what he said a lot.
You never had an interchange with him before that? Or
never,
you already knew Steve?
Never.
That's dope, bro.
And it was my hero of heroes, man. Like, I literally don't watch other pilots. I only watch his stuff. He got me through so much shit, like, back in the day. And it was, anyway, So we became friends, and he really helped me a lot with my dad's passing, and it was awesome because we became friends, but basically he chose me for the 20K ethics giveaway. And he sent me his ethics motors.
20 subscribers on 20,000 subs on Instagram.
So when your hero sends you his motors, what the fuck are you going to put it on? I bought a Steel Apex immediately from GetFPV. He didn't send that to me, but a lot of people are on the impression. I never correct anyone, but a lot of people think like, oh, Steel sent him a whole, you know, and I was just like, let people think what they want. I'm not going to tell them that's not true, but I never said it wasn't either. So
had you ever considered building a 5-inch?
Yeah, it was ultimately my end goal. But again, I wasn't in a hurry. And before my dad passed, I would always show him my DVR of like the shitty analog. And he would be like, why don't you get a GoPro drone? And I was always just like really kind of reluctant to. Again, we're talking about somebody who's terrified to build soldering and, you know, smoke on the bench. It's not fun.
But didn't you solder when you were building Whoops?
Yeah, but not a lot. And it was always like, I'm going to replace this exact part with the red, black, and yellow wire where it was. You know what I mean? Like
very, very simple.
Super basic.
Very, okay, sure.
Super basic.
Soldering is intimidating, man. It's one of
my God. It's literally one of the biggest barriers. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably one of the most common reasons for people to get thrown away from FPV because they just are so intimidated by soldering.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And not for nothing. It's not easy, but it's not hard either.
It's not just easy at all.
The bigger solder joints, like, I'm down with. Like, motors, I'll do that shit all day. I'm good at them. You know what I mean? But and what's funny about that is, like, I did the shit on micro. So it's not like I can't do it. I just don't understand enough to work through the bench fires and this wire was in the wrong place. Like, dude, I want to fly,
lot.
Dude.
There's so many complexities.
I want to have a good time, and FPV is such a blessing because I still enjoy it, man. It's like, I also don't do it so much that I, like, don't want to do it. Like, if I want to step away, I take a break, you know, like I have.
Yeah, sure. That's natural.
Days of footage. And I think that's important. You know what I mean? Cause like, unless you're having a good time, you're going to stagnate. And that's kind of why I just let it be whatever it is for me, whenever it is there for me. And I'm just fortunate to not be sick of it. Cause you and I both know, or all three of us know, four of us, everybody quits, man. Everybody eventually quits. Everyone.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you get.
I'm not in a hurry. I'm not trying to quit.
Yeah, you lose time that you can dedicate to it, et cetera, et cetera. So, Christian, so you won the Ethics LTD 20,000 giveaway on IG, and you got these motors. You got a couple of other things, and you built this quad. How did it feel? Because I know that we have Tiny Whoop listeners on our show. I know we do. Because our Tiny Whoop episode was fantastic.
Oh, I enjoyed it thoroughly.
So how did it feel to migrate from the micro land where you were literally on a daily basis riding sidewalks, going over parked cars, to going over trees?
It was exactly
traffic, right. Buildings, like all that stuff. Like, talk about like the transition. Excuse me, I'm not drunk, I promise. The transition from micro land to sort of 5-inch land, GoPro land.
Ironically enough, like, it was like, oh, I finally have everything I've wanted and didn't have in terms of power and on demand, you know, like response and basically the ultimate ability to do exactly what I wanted to do.
Right.
And not have to rely on it being, oh, it's the 2S build. It's not, you know, like these props, that props. No, like 6S, 5-inch is rowdy, bro. I don't care. You know, I don't care who you are. If you don't get puckered when you get in the goggles and you're sending them something across the field at, you know, 70 miles an hour.
Did you go straight to 6S?
Yeah, dude.
Whoa. That's like straight in there, dude. That's like adrenaline mainlining, you know.
Well, that was
adrenaline, dude. That's going from 1S to 6S. It's 1S or 2S. Like,
it's all crazy. Physics, though. It's the same. Like, literally, like, when you're a 75 millimeter Whoop, your world is smaller and everything is, It's the same. I don't know how else to say. I think Juan knows what I'm trying to say.
Not just that. I think he has no form of reference. If he would have
from
a 3S or a 4S, but he knew he was going to be faster. He just had no idea what that meant.
Faster.
He knew that was going to happen.
You pooped yourself.
I guess the easiest way to explain it is everything is smaller in the goggles because the lens is much.
Of course.
And that initially was like almost a deal breaker. I was like, whoa, I'm going to throw up, but it was so whack attack that I was like, damn, dog, I might be stuck in these little, all in one. I don't know, man. It was weird and it took a while. Like I started, I think my first like rowdy fast, FPV rig was, Baby Hawk 3-inch, that bitch was rowdy, bro. And it scared me. I was just like, dude, this is horrible. And I don't know, man. Like, the field of view is just so different. And, I don't know. I didn't like it. But I don't know, man. Kiss is amazing. When I bought...
Oh, you rocking Kiss?
Not currently, but Adam, to go back, I actually didn't build the quad myself. I bought a ready-to-fly steel edition Apex, just to clarify that.
Mm. Oh, my God. No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
Spend $1,000 on that.
Yes, because, dude, my hero sent me his motors, dude. I knew I was going to blow three or four of them up.
Who's your hero? Who's your hero?
Steel Davis.
Steel Davis sent you motors.
Yes.
Because he won the 20K giveaway. Sorry, everybody. Ruben.
That was you?
Yes.
Sorry, everybody. Ruben was away. Yo, his audio was
on a call. I was on a call. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ruben.
Oh, shit. That was you? Awesome, man. That's awesome.
It was rad.
Okay. I thought you meant that you reached out to the motherfucker.
He was like, here's a professional show where we pride ourselves on our resources and
listening skills.
Quick recap, bro. Taylor was on a live and Christian was like, yo, let me come on it. And he went on it. Steel said that was the best name in FPV that he had heard in a really long time. Fast forward.
Oh, yeah, no, the name is flawless. The name is fucking fire. Great.
And then he ends up winning the 20,000. He went to the 5-inch, and now he's buying a ready-to-fly steel from, I'm assuming, GetFPV.
Yeah, I basically just was like, you don't put, I knew I was going to explode learning, so I was like, I might as well get, you know what I mean? Like, it's his build, bro. Like, you know what
so
I mean?
You had a full-blown Apex built by, or at least the way steel configures it. Do you still have that Apex?
It's the only quad I've ever flown 5-inch. This is my one and only.
Oh, that's your only 5-inch quad. So that is Kiss.
Not currently. I blew that up. I had two fires with Kiss. And I was like, fuck that noise. During the chip crisis, I was like, let me just get in the air. I know Betaflight's not good, but I knew and I heard that the filters had gotten better. And I was just like, I need something that's available on the market in case I have.
And so how was Kiss when you, did you at least get to fucking
I flew Kiss for like a year, dude. I can't express enough how magical Kiss is, especially.
Hold on. Explain to the audience why you feel Kiss is so magical besides the down low.
Just the smoothness. Everything is just exactly what your thumbs are wanting to do. There's just no bounce back. Everything is just, it's almost like it's doing what you want to do before you even know that's what you wanted to do.
So when you tell it to go left, it goes right?
No, it does the opposite is what I mean. Like Kiss to me is just, I don't know. It's hard to explain. It was just the biggest aha moment of FPV since I started in 2016. It was just like
and before you flew Kiss, before you flew Kiss, how many years were you flying Betaflight?
Every all of it. Kiss was
you all can go fuck yourselves. You heard it by 8-bit right here, right now. You all can go fuck yourselves, you Betaflight motherfuckers.
Oh my god. And shit. Oh my lord! Jeez.
Go fuck yourselves! Now I'm playing. I'm fucking playing.
I'm getting angry today.
Kiss is
unreal, bro.
It's unreal.
No, Kiss is great. Kiss is good. But let me tell you something, man. I flew Betaflight a lot too in the beginning, and Betaflight is not bad. And this is all jokes. I was all jokes before, but
it's
Betaflight is not beta. It has gotten a lot better.
Oh, absolutely.
But it still doesn't have that. I mean, Steel says it's organic, and honestly, I can't say it's organic. It just has this.
It's not as accurate. It's sloppier.
It's je ne sais quoi, however you pronounce that shit.
There's no. You know what
it
is?
It has a stick feel. It's the stick feel, man. Absolutely. It's like
I've always described it like this.
It really is.
With Betaflight and Flight One also, because you could tune the shit out of Flight One, but it's not Kiss. All right. With Betaflight and even today with the RPM filters and everything, all that stuff, you spend a lot of time fighting the quad because it's doing something that you don't want it to do, whether
or
it went too much, you know?
Or one thing I found out a lot was the spikes in your voltage towards the end of a pack are much more predominant in like crucial on Betaflight than in Kiss. Like it's a lot more unpredictable in my experience. Like
really?
I haven't flown Betaflight.
Like when I get crazy and I'm like in that magic zone and I'm like 3.5 minutes of just like lots of throttle, I know my pack's about to die. Like I get those voltage spikes, and for me anyway, like the Kiss was just easier and more.
So let me ask you this. Are those voltage spikes that you get, because honestly, I don't have a 5-inch with Betaflight, but I have my 75 that I fly often, but I don't notice those voltage spikes. Do you get those voltage spikes also on micros?
I did and I do, yes. Once a battery reaches a pretty hot temperature, it works a lot more efficiently. Yeah. And so towards the end of your pack, once it's like hot and warmed up, it acts a lot different. And
really?
Yeah, absolutely. So
what version of Betaflight are you using then?
Whatever the not the most recent update that's available, the one before that.
4.2.6 or something like that?
Something like that. But I heard 4.3 is like Carl DM'd me and was like, yo, this shit is unreal. And I was like, bet. Like, so next time we get together, he's gonna upgrade my firmware.
So Carl lives in Jacksonville too?
Yes, Carl, CGK, FPB.
Yeah, I was when I was on my phone before, I was actually looking up his Instagram. The dude is nice.
Dude, he's a ripper. You guys actually shouted him out on the Bot Grinder episode. I was like, I DM'd him immediately. I was like, bro, you know, dude, he's amazing. Oh,
for sure. I've known him for a while. He has a little bit of a Pete DeVex feel to him. I feel that from him. I'm not saying he's doing the same moves. I'm just saying
he's not
that same kind of feel.
You know the feel that I had when I saw him? He has his friend's move that PDevX friend.
A-Tech.
Yes, yeah, he has. Because A-Tech doesn't fly like PDevX. He doesn't.
No, but it's the same go mentality, you know? Like they're pushing it.
Go. It's constantly go.
For me, like watching somebody like him fly the same spots that I've flown 1,000 packs at and do something that I'm just like, you know, holy crap, you know? Like it just, it's really, really awesome. Like I don't know how else to explain it, but like he's a very flow. Everything is just smooth. You know, he's, I don't know, man, there's just so much that I love about flying with him because I learned so much about watching him in the goggles in between.
No, the dude is nice. I was watching.
Yeah. He's talking about me. Nice. Are you talking about
CGK?
Me?
Yeah.
CGK. No.
Jarvis.
You suck, Adam. Come on.
To add to what you were saying earlier, because the first 2.5 years of my FPV days, I never flew alone. Like it was always with a group. And when I flew alone in China, it was only like once or twice. So I never felt it. And then I started flying alone and it was fun at first because flying alone enabled me, because flying in a group, there's a lot that happens, you know,
yeah,
there's a
man.
Lot of conversation Definitely. And shit like that. So sometimes I just want to rip, you know, and when you're alone, you can totally do that. I would go through 10 packs in like 45 minutes, you know, so Absolutely. Like it wasn't a problem. But then it does get lonely and you kind of get stagnant in where
Absolutely.
You are because you have nothing to reference yourself with except for whatever you see on social media, you know? And even then, you don't really know because they're not showing you how many times it took and what pack that was in and how many arms you broke and shit like that, you know?
Well, I'm not stoked on where I'm at, like progression-wise. Like, I feel like I've stagnated a lot. And I think simming would help me out a lot. Because I only have one quad, so if I explode, it's like, you know, I'm down for a while.
Get a computer.
I have one in front of me. I don't know how to use it, so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not even about that.
I mean, my dude, if you could fly a quad, sure you could operate a computer, bro.
That's what I said. That's what I said a bunch of times.
Like, well, I think I would hold repairing and flying quads way more difficult than fucking opening up a laptop.
So Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I think it's cool. I just think it's cool to be 40 years old and have it never owned a PC. I feel
that's cool.
I feel like the Phil Robertson of my generation.
That's Guinness Book of World Record type shit right there.
It might be, bro.
Like, how long can I go, bro? How long can I go? You know what I mean? Like, let's do it.
But you fucked up because you got a smartphone. If you had one of those flip phones, then you probably fall into that. You know what I mean?
No, smartphone. Not having a computer's major, bro.
No, yo, dude, listen. I don't know how the fuck he does it.
I didn't know those type of people existed. I don't know how I feel chilling with somebody. They exist have a computer.
It's a Florida thing.
Yo, there's something in the water out there, bro. I'm telling you.
Now, I will say that I do have a local drone shop. Shout out to RC and Go in Jacksonville.
What up, Jacksonville?
When I run into issues with, you know, I don't know, one time my Tango 2, like, all of a sudden just started acting crazy, and it wouldn't bind, and I was like, what the fuck? You know, so I took it up to him and was like, yo, I have no idea. And it was something weird. I think like when I bounded to the Flywoo 1S quad, something got funky and he had to like change the firmware. I don't even know. But that's like when I run into like real problems, like that's what I end up having to do typically if it's not something I can overcome myself with internet research. But
I mean, it's a noble thing to approach the hobby with the tenacity that you have without a computer.
I just want to show people that you
must be like, I couldn't even have got off the ground. Literally and figuratively, I couldn't have gotten off the ground without a computer.
No, me neither.
Like, not a chance.
Yeah.
I think one of my biggest goals when I fly is to show people that you can do less or more with less. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of my MO. You know what I mean?
I like it, man.
And that makes the progression like take longer. So it's like I have more time to enjoy FPV. Like I said, I don't want to burn out, man. Like so many pilots that I see come and go, like their goal is to do this or that or get into 5-inch, 6S, whatever it is, and they do it. And I don't know what it is, but like they will either get what they wanted from it and they move on. I don't want that. I want to continue to enjoy it. So I'm in no hurry whatsoever. So it's fun to just, you know, have conversations with people like y'all and have y'all like wide-eyed.
Absolutely.
Like,
are you
kidding me? So
for sure. So Christian, we've kind of danced around the idea of your handle a little bit and we explicitly said we can't talk about this. We explicitly said we can't talk about this before we hit record, but like,
yes,
you know, you went into a little bit of you know, why your handle is the way that it is. And
all right, can I guess
spirituality?
Spirituality,
you can guess. So, yeah.
No, well, 8-bit, obviously, he must love the fucking Nintendo or some shit like that, you know?
Sure.
This is 8-bit, and Christ must be maybe that it was something that, I mean, I'm not going to stand here, I'm not passing judgment or anything like that, because I am a man of faith as well.
But you're going to guess, though.
But I'm going to guess you have a bunch of tattoos, so you're not a dude that goes to church every day, every single day.
No, okay? Sir. We are the All church. Right. Where two or more are gathered in my name, there shall I be as well.
All right. Wait, what?
Say
that again?
We are the church where two or more are gathered in my name, there shall I be as well. We are the church.
Okay, cool. I gotta look that up. Because I don't know where that's from.
Shit,
I gotta look
that. That's some okay. God shit, dude.
But your parents were probably like church people, right?
Yeah, I was raised in church, but Christ is short for Christian, and it works because I'm faithful. Okay.
Very simple.
On. I thought it was something deep.
Also, you also like in your Whoop videos, like when you were coming up, there's a church close by where you were flying, and so you were, or maybe you drove there, and so you would fly around the church and the steeples and shit like that. There's mad videos of you doing that. No joke.
Don't tell me 8-bit is the gyro, your gyro setting.
What? No. No, he doesn't set his gyros to 8-bit.
He doesn't have a computer, bro.
He doesn't even have a computer. What are you talking about, bro?
He was doing the speedy bee, though.
He said that he doesn't like touching the fucking set.
Why would anybody set their shit back to 8-bit versus like 60? What do you mean?
Yo, but KISS does it at 1.
Killer.
So anyway.
Is that 1-bit?
Yeah. One bit.
There were mad videos of just flying around like churches and, you know, stuff like that. So I know that you were involved in like youth groups, you know, things like that before.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. if anybody is familiar with who I am, it's through Instagram because I have no other social media. And if you read my profile, it's pretty clear what my MO is. You know, I am just blessed to be, you know, I don't know. Every time I talk to people about stuff like this, I get real humble because, again, I feel like my style's whack. I don't know.
Your style is not whack, dude. Yeah, everybody
that we have spoken to does not feel they are the caliber pilot that they
Ruben,
are.
Ruben For hates sure. my style. He told me I suck earlier.
Yeah.
No, I did that so you can be quiet.
But that's pretty much why I only fly the same spots over and over is because of, you know, lunch break and places that are close.
Got it. I mean, it's three packs.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Every day. And let me ask you something. You don't have lunch? You don't eat anything?
No, I don't
he
really
eats have lipos.
I'm on some medication that's kind of a anti-appetite suppressant, if you will.
Okay.
So it's kind of
Steel Davis follows you. That's fucking that's fucking boys. Dope right there.
Boys, yeah.
Hold
yeah.
on a second. So you have just a man of God with an incurable.
You got it.
Incurable. Yeah, okay. Damn, I can't fucking talk.
No, you
infatuation.
Didn't.
Please tell me what your infatuation is of God.
Well, really, that was pertaining to FPP itself. So it was
okay. I love Jesus.
Amen. That's true.
God comes first.
That is also
the
true
rest is just details.
Yeah, that's the only details you need, man. I love him so much. I put him on my hand so I can talk about him all the time. Like real talk. Like I can't.
Yo,
say
you know, I've actually been thinking about putting a tattoo.
Do it, man.
Myself,
you know,
why not?
No, it fucking hurts, bro. It hurts.
It doesn't feel great, Ruben. It doesn't hurt for no longer than an hour or two. Come on,
listen.
That's a lot of pain.
You got it. Hey, it's a lot of pain, but you could do it. I sat for six.
No,
and a half
you
hours
fucked
one
me
time.
Up, yo. I was gonna put the fucking.
I sat for 6.5 no, hours one time.
Listen, I was gonna put something. I was gonna put something like the fucking pyramid with the eye, and you fucked me up, and you made it. Fucking say Satan.
Yeah,
that shit, bro.
That's offline, bro. That's offline.
You still made me fuck me up with that shit.
That's I was like, offline, what the fuck? Bro. That's offline, dude. But no, the actual online thing, bro, it's not gonna hurt that much, bro. Just sit there, just fucking do it. You got tattoos already? Yeah, fucking know. Yeah, you fucking
that's all
know.
I got.
Just sit there and do it.
That little shit hurt.
I fall asleep when I get tattooed.
Oh my god!
Oh wow!
I mean, wow. It just goes.
I go somewhere else, man. It's just like FPV. Like that's another reason I love FPV. It's like you can escape the world around you, but you can also, and this is why FPV is so special to me. You can escape even yourself. Now think about
Ooh.
That for a second.
Wait, what does that mean to you?
Like
what
you can escape your own problems. Who you are? You're no longer you. You're something else. You're escaping wow. even yourself.
You're wow. the quad. He's You're the wow. quad, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you the quad? Or, yeah.
Well, I mean, sure. That's kind of what I encompass when I fly. You
that's
know, I'm
crazy. Doing... That's so awesome. I've so, never even thought about it.
That to me is
that,
why I fly.
From that level, it's, that's awesome.
I 100% agree. And actually, the question I was going to ask you was, in your life, because FPV's only been so long, what was FPV before FPV? And what was that before that?
Absolutely.
Surfing.
Oh, you said surfing. Oh, my
surfing.
God. We do, bro. Holy
I know.
Shit.
I remember talking to you via DM. Yeah, 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 yeah. You're from Peru, and you surf down there a yeah. lot. And I've been to the west coast of Central America, Costa mm-hmm. Rica, surfed a bit. But that's kind of where I've found freestyle, if you will,
okay.
or freedom of expression, doing anything you want, whether it's standing still and riding the line, that's expressive, you know, to me, like that's stylish, like, but you don't always want to do that. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it started with surfing. Skateboarding was kind of just not, it was more or less secondary because I skated how I surfed. But after I moved away from the beach, I got into bow hunting, everything that really involves like a lot of practice, a lot of discipline and a lot of solitude. I'm very introverted. I like guitar, just anything that is not easy and you have to do alone.
Okay.
So you don't got many friends?
No, I have like one, and he let me borrow his computer.
Man,
good friend. That's a good man. Friend.
We can we can literally
real talk,
write,
man.
Write a thesis.
I am a happy loner. I'm a but happy
also,
loner.
Also, like
dude.
Shout out to the homie. If you're listening, you know who it is. We're not going to shout him out like by name, but he listens. I know he listens, and so the fact that.
Who
the
is
fact
it?
That, yeah,
I know
the fact
who
that
is
he
it?
Knows who,
who
it
is.
Is
it?
You
who
know
is
who it is.
Is it? Who
you
is
know
it?
Who it is, Christian.
Who is
you
it,
know
man?
Who it is.
I'm waiting, man. I'm the edge of my seat.
I think everybody's waiting. He's coming off
a
secret
squad. It's Marcus, bro.
Yeah,
it's Marcus.
Yo, real talk.
This guy, like, also, like, he flies whoops so hard.
Shout
he
out to Marcus.
Power lines, God, bro. Amen. Like, he just evolved into the 5-inch arena. Fucking Marcus made this episode happen because he made the PC available to
real
our
talk, guy, dude.
Our computerless pilot.
That's who lent you the computer?
Whoops. Yeah, yeah. I drove an hour and a half yesterday to get this computer. After
oh my good
hours
lord!
Work,
oh, fuck,
shouts
brother.
To Marcus. Shouts yeah. to Boop Squad.
Let me ask you this. A-Bit. So you started with Whoops and all that shit, right? How do you like the Whoops now? The brushless?
I don't,
like,
man.
You
I don't
like it.
I
why?
I don't fuck with them. I don't know. I can't even fly 3-inch, man. Like, there's just some things.
No, no.
So
fuck 3-inch. Because that's not
anything.
Really Whoop, right?
5-inch, really man. Whoop. 5-inch is it. Like, I won't fly 4S anything. I won't fly 4-inch. I won't fly 75mm.
So you won't matter. Fly. You won't fly.
I don't have a desire.
Anymore.
I just no. I don't even own one. I literally have sent them all away to friends.
Just 5-inch from now on,
yeah. For, dude. It's the only thing that puckers me, man. Like it's you know what I mean. I don't know.
What do you mean by? What do you mean by puckers you?
I'm pretty sure I know what he means.
Puckers you up, man. Get that tightness.
I had to ask.
It makes him stand erect, bro. Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit.
You know what they're talking about when you land and you take that big, deep breath and you're just like, you know, like, those are the ones for me that are like, all right.
I love
bet.
When that happens. And that happens. It doesn't happen every
no.
time.
No, dude, it doesn't. Yeah. It's like one out of five.
Yeah, just, yeah. And that's a I'm, good ratio.
It's not bad, but like usually it's the fifth pack. You know what I mean? Because like you've kind of gotten away with what you've wanted to do. You're kind of like, all right, fuck it. I'm going to send it. It's the last one before I got to get back to work. I'm already late, you know, and you just send that bitch. And then you're looking for a battery that you slung off and you're like, dude. Real talk today, I went on my lunch break and I fucking accidentally dropped my GoPro out of my left door as I was leaving and I went back to work. I got in the parking lot and I was like, where's my fucking GoPro? Because I was going to take it inside and look at the video.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, fuck, it's not here. So I had to like leave and like I was late. It was, dude, it was right there. But I was just like, damn it, man. Like it's always something that you sling off your quad that you're looking for in my experience. It's usually a lipo. But I dropped my GoPro today. It was crazy.
Wow, that's crazy.
I honestly would be doing a disservice to those that follow you, including Steel, who has flaunted your artistic
Steel and our friends. I have his
demonstration,
phone
number. Right? Shit, and so question. I personally own a 8-bit Christ original. I believe I have a number 3.
The face
wait a minute. Show it right now.
That's me.
All right, fuck off.
Show it right now.
Fuck off.
What?
So the number three. The number
face,
three.
The face hugger.
Yeah, shit is dope.
I says,
remember.
It's
steel
right,
number
it's right
2-0-1.
Fucking here. It's right fucking here. Hang on.
Still got it.
Never lost it. Wow.
Bam.
Oh, you did a fucking Zorro, dude.
Yeah, it's not.
Wait a minute.
It's a face hugger. It's a
no, ethic, no, no. Yeah, yeah.
Face
it's
hugger.
Ethics face hugger.
I have
the
a
7.
GoPro Hero 5.
Yeah, it's I've sent probably 20 of them to people, just kind of on the down low.
So
with
this is
a
number.
So
3.
You're an artist. You're an artist.
Yeah. Sure. I mean,
got a number 3, everybody.
Aren't we all? But yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, I.
Well, no. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
not especially. I'll be honest. Like a lot of my art is splattered. You know what I mean? How hard it's at. It's not.
So is that is your 8-bit avatar splattered?
There's literally
that's
one,
all
two,
paint.
Three,
that's,
there's like 7 colors on this shit.
It's all
just splatter.
It's all just
it's
like
not that
cheap
easy.
Acrylic,
there's a lot of shit happening on this.
No, no. I mean that's fantastic.
But Steel
I love
has
that.
One. Steel has
that.
Multiple.
He has 3. I sent him number 1, And then number two, and I can't remember the other one. I think number eight, just because it was 8-bit. I was like, oh, this is
okay,
proper.
Okay.
And I think I sent him 8 stickers. And I was like, and we're friends, dude. I have his phone number. Like he's a G. He's an absolute G.
Of course.
Oh, that's what's up.
And he's the guy. He's the guy.
Steals a man.
It's crazy. When you get called to fly 5-inch by the man, like, it's game on, you know? So I've been having a great time, you know?
Hell yeah.
You flown with him?
No, I have not flown him. I've actually never
met him. You're like right there.
Yeah, isn't he's it right here really close to Jacksonville?
You're like right there. Hours.
It's pretty close.
Oh, okay. It's not right five there. 5 hours.
That's pretty close, bro.
Oh, damn. That's no, that's close. Not close, bro. That's not close. Fucking drive.
Dude, that's Miami.
That's like me to you guys. That's like me to you guys. I'm like,
well, come on over, man.
That's why we haven't flown since you've left.
I know.
Yeah.
There's no 5-hour drive.
For sure.
COVID, whatever.
I know. But still, 5 hours.
Has nothing to do with COVID. Has to do with that 5-hour drive. Friend,
there's Ruben who had COVID on the last fucking episode that we had.
No, I didn't have
COVID. He had COVID in E-Rod.
He had COVID
on E-Rod, on the E-Rod episode. Not on the
Ruben phone. Had COVID twice, and now it's retreating.
That's it.
I'm just gonna say that.
I mean, I think it's inevitable. You know, like I'm kind of in with some of his like more close friends that are in sort of his like squad. Not really like the Atlantic
who do you mean?
Crew. Like
Squints.
Squints,
Axial Tilt,
Schizo, Conasty, who is that?
Axial Tilt runs.
Axial
Ethics,
Tilt runs
IG.
Ethics. I
Axial's
sent him
doing great things, man.
I sent him a base big
time. Damn, I gotta follow him. I don't know who the. I don't
oh
know who that
man,
is.
He's big doing time. Great. I'm so happy.
He's nice.
Stuka FPV, nice. Arthur Vela Stuka. That's my boy right there.
Yeah, he's nice too. I like that guy. He yeah, boats
how
a lot
you spell
too.
That Axial.
AXIAL.
What?
AXIAL. And I don't know if he has like an underscore, but it's Tilt. T-I-L-T.
T-I-L-T.
He's in charge of the ethics page now. Steele handed that over to him. He had too much going on.
Yeah, and he's working with Octos and building dope quads. Like,
oh, yeah, man. For sure. It's been insane to kind of watch.
Oh, it's Axial Tilt?
Tilt?
Tilt. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hits. Nobody's.
Not titty.
Tits.
Nobody said tilt. Tilt.
Oh, he works for Lightcraft. That's why.
So Christian, you are, I would say, you know, I would categorize you as a ripper. You go out, you rip full speed. I don't know what your camera tilt is or, you know, anything like that. But, like, you know, I feel like you go out and you just attack a spot. And you've said this before that you like the fact that you go out and you don't know what you're going to do.
Sure.
Can you talk about that? Can
absolutely.
You talk about that? Like, why is that cool? Like, why do you like that? Like, why is that artistic? Like, because I personally, you know, sometimes I love your videos. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know where he's going, but like, I don't know if I can like it. You know, me and you are homies. So like, you know, it's whatever, but you really nail that kind of like free style aspect. Like, you really go out and honestly you don't know what you're gonna do, so
that's
like,
true.
I think it's
for me anyway, it's important to try to never fly two packs the same for a lot of reasons, but I don't dictate what I do when I fly. I let my emotions fly. When I'm driving to a spot, sometimes I'm like, oh, you know, it's the same spot. What can I do different? Let me try some. And I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, I get there. I let the vibe ride. Like, I put the goggles on and however I'm feeling, like, it comes out. And like,
do you listen to music or no?
No. Although I am like extremely auditorily complex, if that's even the accurate way to say that.
Sure.
Like, I perfect
you hear pitch. The quad, you can hear all
absolutely.
That.
Yo, when I had the Impulse RC audio, it fucked me up, dude. Like, when I would fly far away, I would hear the echo, and it was so crazy. And I was like, you know, like, it was distracting. So I had to get rid of the earbud, but usually not music because I fly alone. So I don't really want people. Juan, you said this in the last episode I heard, like, you don't want people walking up on you. Like, Jacksonville's kind of, it's kind of getting. It's kind of crazy, bro. Like, Florida's the Wild West of the U.S. Someone puts it like that. So.
Yeah.
But I literally don't have an agenda. When I go fly somewhere, I'm not like, oh, let me work on power loops there. Let me do this or that. It's literally I plug in and whether it's, you know, emotions from work or whatever, man, it doesn't even have to have a source. It's just all about like what happens when you hit the arm switch and take off. Like I just let the quad do what it wants to do and I just try and chase it. But usually I'm,
wow.
Somebody else said this earlier. Like, I think Juan said earlier, like, I know what I want to do. And so I almost do it ahead of time. And so I'm always sort of like overcorrecting or like, you know, like if I'm throttle heavy when I'm trying to kind of catch myself, it might come through depending. I don't know, man. I'm just kind of starting to like learn to be a little more disciplined in my throttle because I'm a very throttle heavy pilot. Like I just like to go really fast.
Oh, but yeah, that throttle heavy pilot, like I was studying your stuff a little while ago while we were still talking. You have a sort of like that kind of juicy style when you throw the quad back.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen that a lot in your style so far. Like you go around the tree. Yeah, like a flick back, but you don't flick the quad. Like you move the quad back. You come in and then you spin right back out the same way you came in, you know, and that's like part of the juicy shebang, sure. Shebang.
Ooh, he said it.
Shit. You know what I mean?
Smang. Now we're gonna pop off in Europe again.
Yeah, so the bounce back stuff is
exactly.
No, I don't. I tried and I can't.
He does some. I'm not even his style. Like I'm not saying it's juicy,
mimetic of it.
But he does. Thank you.
Yeah, it's mimetic of it.
It's mimetic of it.
I don't think Christian goes out to try to sabang because Christian, your rates aren't high enough for
sabang. I agree. I have a pretty chill, kind of mushy in the middle tune right now, but it's because, you know, I love how smooth Carl flies and I'm trying to fly smoother, you know, so ultimately I wanna.
But you do fly smoother. I mean I don't see where your style is not smooth. You fly very fast.
Yeah.
And you go into a move, you spin right back out of it. And that's where the whole like sabang type of juicy is what I'm saying about your style. I'm not saying that you fly juicy sabang. It's just you have certain elements of it.
Right.
Well, that's a huge compliment, but I mean, I just don't like getting stuck in trees. So I'm trying to kind of get better with proxy. But like, you can't get close to shit unless you're willing to, you know, try and get that shit
down. Get stuck on a tree.
Fuck right, yeah, right. Dude. I can't be doing that shit on my lunch break, dude. Fuck that noise, dude. I'd call and say,
they have food poisoning.
Yeah, I'll tell them the truth. I mean, I don't know. I fly. It's hilarious. But
Christian, I got to ask you, dude. We ask a lot of pilots here on the show a couple of questions. And I mean, you know, personally, I just have to tell a little bit of a story with just like a 2-minute story because Christian has been a day one fan of mine. Once I started flying and posting specifically Whoop videos, Christian was like, wow,
we go way back
doing something different and specific. And we've been DMing probably for 4 years.
Absolutely. All of 4 years. Absolutely.
Over 4 years.
I FaceTime Adam more often than I FaceTime my mom.
Wow. I can vouch for this.
I've FaceTimed Adam in front of my mom. Like, oh.
That's true.
Wow.
So Christian and I, you know.
So I have friends.
Yeah. You know. And that's why I have, you know, an original Whoop artwork. I have a number 3. You know, fucking, you know, like I've been, pretty you know, low, so, man. But,
it's pretty low, man. I care about you a lot.
Yeah. And
sub 5 are like my real peeps out there. No offense. If you got one tired and it's 5.
No, you know, and that's cool, but like, you know, Christian, you talked about a couple of things that you kind of drive your life by before we started recording, and you were holding up fingers. You said this, and this.
Oh yeah.
And you know, we're coming up on time here. I want to end it in the next maybe like 20-25 minutes, but you know, what are those things? Because you've been. There's no debate. You've been consistent in your posting.
A little too much. I lose followers because I post.
That's
so much
not.
It's bad.
That's your opinion. But like your Instagram, you've posted prolifically in the FPV space, in Tiny Whoop space, in the 5-inch space for a really long time, and you fly consistently as well. And you heard it here, folks. He doesn't have a computer. Like
that's I still can't believe it.
That's impressive.
It is.
I don't care. And so Christian, what, and Blaze has asked this to other guests, what why do you keep going back to it? What are those things? What are those pillars for you?
I'm glad you asked, because I actually made a list.
Well, our listeners can't see it, but explain it to them.
Basically what I wrote is like why I fly. And I already touched on this earlier, but I wrote down here, to escape even yourself is pretty special. And we talked about that.
Sure. But, like, you become the aircraft in a way.
But more than anything for me, you know what I mean? Like, it's just what I still enjoy doing. I refer to FPV as my midlife miracle. Because when I found it, I was just like, no fucking way. Like, I was in love with surfing just as much, if not more, as FPV. And I never in my life thought I would find something, you know, my later life that was as fulfilling as FPV is. But
for real, man.
And I already touched on this also, but to show people that even idiots with next to zero knowledge or computer can do whatever you want to do. You can send it to the moon if you don't need a lot of things. You know what I mean?
That's very true.
Emotional escape, I wrote. That kind of goes with like letting your emotions fly. Like, I don't fly. I literally, and I wrote this next, I don't fly or have control. My emotions fly for me. So literally, I just fly to kind of get the good out and the bad out, just to kind of, I don't know. Does that make sense? Is that
absolutely?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's never an agenda because it's still fun. So I don't have any goals. There's no aspirations. I've already reached my apex of, you know, kind of funny word to use there, but you know, 5-inch was kind of my goal from the get go. Like, my first FPV video that I watched was in the forest. You guys have seen it. It was with the song "Run, Boy, Run." We're going to catch you. Anyway, it was like Sharpu and them guys. And like, once I saw that, I was immediately just like, dude, this is it, you know? And I knew I couldn't afford FPV gear, and I just wanted to kind of gain knowledge. But I don't know, man, just it's challenging. It involves a lot of things you have to kind of gain knowledge about. And I'm kind of into science and just knowledge based. So it sort of just encompasses a lot of things that I kind of want to continue to do, or at least right now, this is kind of where I'm at. So
there's so many aspects to
FPV. Absolutely. You know? That's what I mean.
It's not just the flying.
It's aerodynamics. The repairing. It's physics. It's
understanding, you know, inertia. It's physics. It's absolutely fucking video editing. There's a lot that goes into it, you know? When you get to a certain age, an adult, let's say, with adult responsibilities, time is limited, you know? Yeah. And you make time for things that you love only, because the things that you don't love don't get time, you know?
Well, so I'm single, so
that's how much. No, but if you didn't love FPV, you wouldn't give it time. That's
absolutely
what I mean.
I totally agree.
Yeah, but you're single, but you got a job, you got responsibilities, you got to wash your clothes, you got to do all these things, and FPV takes time. At least, you know, if you're doing 3 packs a day at your lunch break, that's fucking awesome. But if you're going to go fly 10 packs, that's a couple hours, you know? Like, you got to go prepare, drive to the spot, and so on and so forth. So
that don't count the time when you get stuck on a tree.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Or have to repair or charge packs.
I don't like to fly more than about 3 or 4 packs, honestly. Like, I don't like to bring 8 packs and then crash and explode on number 4 and then have 4 fully charged packs and have 2 days of, you know. So I don't know. Like, I'm pretty content with like the 3rd or 4th pack. If it's like, you know, what we talked about earlier, it's like the one that made you go, like when you landed.
Yeah.
I'm content. You know what I mean? So I don't like to take it to the edge and indulge too much. You know what I mean? Like, I want to keep it fresh and new. And I don't know. That's why I don't fly super a lot. Everything's a balance.
Do you fly a lot? How many times a week do you fly?
I fly pretty every day. I try to fly at least 3 packs. I try to fly at least 3 packs.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah. It's good enough.
Definitely.
It's enough. It's stick.
How long you been doing that? How long you been doing that?
Like hardcore 3 a day, probably like, I don't know, 6 to 8 months. And then kind of, like I said, I felt like I've stagnated a lot. So when I feel like I'm stagnating, I kind of take breaks, and that sort of opens up, you know, in my mind. Like, I don't know. Like, I feel like, taking breaks is almost necessary for progression, because it makes you focus on what you're doing and watch your own footage and just like, damn, I'm doing this over and over. And we've all done it, you know, we're our own worst critic, but I think it's important. You know, if you don't watch your own video a lot, you're not going to get better. You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think that's important. So I've got like terabytes of footage I haven't even watched.
Wow.
I don't format my SD cards. When they're full, I put them away because it's just like my Instagram. It's like a library, if you will, for my, it's all for me. Like, it's just for me to look back on and reflect on. And that's kind of, it's cherry on the cake, having followers and people that want to talk to me and be on a podcast. Like, it's a blessing, man. It's a lot. It's kind of overwhelming.
So hold on a second. Hold on. So you save, you save all your SD cards that get full.
Yeah.
So you're constantly buying SD cards.
Yes.
My man, it would be cheaper if you buy a computer with an SSD external.
I agree with
honestly,
that.
Honestly.
But that's what what's so beautiful about my
son, listen, I fucking love the idea that you do this. This is like new to me. So like I'm absorbing it and
I'm a minimalist. And
yeah, no, you're fucking frugal as fuck. You know what I mean? Like, I love it. I fucking love it. But if you wanted to save some money, I think it'd be cheaper to buy a computer and an external.
Not necessarily,
you know what I mean?
Bro, because I mean, how much are you paying for SD card? Let's figure this out.
Okay, so you buying a 32 gig, a 64 gig, a 128? You know, what are you buying?
Yeah, like, are you buying a Samsung? Or
I'm
are you
buying
the fucking $8 ones.
I'm buying whatever's on sale.
CVS.
You know what I mean?
I have to get $600-$700 like that.
So if you're flying every day, four packs a day, how quick are you?
Depends on the frame rate and the, you know, clarity of the video. Usually I fly at 2.7K at 30 frames per second. Unless I want to do maybe some slow-mo editing later, I'll bump it up to 60 frames per second. But since Instagram won't put your shit up to be viewed at anything over 1080, it's really kind of a waste of time. So, I mean, it's fun to watch your video in 2.7K, 60 frames per second, even without slowing it down on your phone, because it's gorgeous. Let's face it. You know, when have you ever put something online and been like, damn, this looked so much better in like the editing program. And then you look at it and you're just like, it's muddy.
Sure. Yeah.
And,
definitely.
Well, there's tricks. It depends. To that, you know, Instagram doesn't like certain files, certain sizes. So there's definitely tricks to like getting your full, because I do everything in 4K 60. And
sure.
And when I numb it down to Instagram, you know, it's like a tiny file, but still it's been compressed at 4K 60, you know, so you're getting that beautiful clarity just at a smaller size, and your fucking phone is a tiny screen.
Sure. That's also why I fly and record in 2.7K kind of as a standard. I asked Steele, I was like, yo, what do you run with your session? Cause I was all session at the time. And he said 2.7K at 30 frames per second, I want to say. I was tired of, you know, filling SD cards in three, you know, sessions.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so how many definitely would have been cheaper.
How many SD cards do I have?
How many sessions do you get out of the SD now?
How many sessions do I... Oh, sessions. I mean, it depends. Like, if the 64 gig is on sale for, you know, 20 bucks or whatever, it just depends, man. But about an hour, typically, when I put it at 64 gig, it tells me like right off the rip, I got an hour of recording at that frame rate.
So that's right. So an hour is like what? Maybe two sessions.
No, if he's flying three packs, an hour figure three.
Oh no! See again, I only fly three. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I fly 2.5 to 3 minutes tops.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, at the most, like I fly. I do, man. Like my packs, so many of them have like come home
you
at like
you go all the time. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You might.
Which is also why I don't buy a shit ton of life books.
Four packs a day, because that's actually something doable. You know, you could do four packs a day.
Again,
you could find half an hour to go and fucking rip four packs with no problem.
Right.
And that's why I love that I do it on my lunch break, because I have no choice to fly the same spot. So I just use that as like a motivational, but like sick. It's boring.
Is that where you flew at your, at the spot that you just posted today?
Yeah.
Is that by your job?
Yeah. Yeah, that's CGK calls it the 8-bit Christ Park, but it's right by
the way. I love it, bro.
I love it. Yeah, that, it's like, so oh, nice. Man, it's yeah, it's so park, nice, man. And the trees are nicely spread.
Like, all yeah. Great spot.
My mind goes wild.
I would love dude, speaking of which, I'm super bummed, dude. I went up there today and they cut down like three of my favorite trees. Remember that little one in the middle? They cut that shit down. And then the pine tree and dude, like too big. I was like, what the? I don't know, man. One of them fell over because it was dead.
Because they hate drones and they hate FPV.
That's possible. But interestingly enough, man, like, you know, it's a park, so people come up and they're walking their dogs, but I've never had a bad interaction with anybody ever.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, we got to be respectful and aware that when you're interacting with somebody, whether you're in the goggles and they're asking a million questions, you're representing a lot of people. So take the time to kind of be nice to people, man. Like, they just are interested in what you're doing. You know?
Right.
Hell yeah. And so let me ask you something, man. You don't like, cause yo, Florida does have a lot of fucking spots, but you got to travel to them. Do you go outside your comfort zone to look for spots, or you stay with what you know?
I'll be honest, like, since I fly alone, I'd never have a spotter. So it's always about spots that are completely empty. I don't want to even make that, you know, something I have to worry about.
Okay.
But a lot of that just kind of entails the parks around here. I don't really push it. I mean, there are some places, and I think the last question you guys ask is where would you fly if, like, I have some of those written down, but like diving buildings, things like that, I would love to do that kind of shit. But
very prepared. He's definitely the most.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
But listen, Jacksonville has a nice downtown. Jacksonville has a nice, really nice downtown area.
It's pretty sick, dude. But it's like it's gotten pretty bad with the homeless and drug addicts and sketchy, man. Sure. I mean,
Just have your boy CJ Key fucking spot you and stay in the car and
facts.
You know what I mean? And dive one of those fucking buildings. Dive to the Wells Fargo building that's out there.
I think that's why I love him so much.
You were the most prepared, bro. You were the most prepared.
For sure.
Well, that's why I like Carl so much, is he's sort of like me. He just, you know, he'll DM me and be like, hey, you want to fly today? And I'll be like, yeah, maybe. And he'll just go rip. He won't wait. And that's how I am. You know, like I do my own thing. And if you want to come with me, let's ride. But, you know, this is what I'm doing. Do you want to be a part of it or not? And that's just kind of how he is.
Totally.
It just happens to click. So you kind of become who you surround yourself with. So I'm really picky about who I like give my time.
Oh, that's true.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Hey, so I personally have to wrap things up, but Christian, in the last few minutes, bro, like, what would you say to people who are, you know, just dabbling in the hobby right now, who are questioning to post or create a, you know, social media account, etc. Like, what would you instill in them from your experience? Because you've had highs, you've had lows, you've interacted with the greats. Obviously, you grind. So, you know, like, you're everywhere, bro. So, like, what would you tell those folks?
I would say focus on doing what makes you happy, because this, let's face it, I've said this before in another interview, FPV is an acronym for first person view. First means you. It's for us. Like, this is for us. Mm. I don't care who you are. Even if you don't, you know, if you have a GoPro on it and it comes home smashed, like, it was what was in the goggles that made you shake. And, when you know, so I guess, in a nutshell, I would say to anybody that's considering doing whatever, to do it for yourself, do it for the right reasons, and do it because you enjoy it. Because let's face it, you know, I'm tired of the negative comments. I don't allow it in my, I don't reply. I don't, you know, I'm just, it's not part of my agenda. So do it for the right reasons. Don't hate on anyone else by being negative, and just have fun. That's pretty much all I would say to anybody that's kind of dabbling. I mean, like I said, it's what I call the midlife miracle. So I would definitely urge them to do it, because it's, to me, it's ultimate freedom.
That's what's up. Let me ask you something, Chris. If you had a place, if you can fly anywhere, no restrictions, no law.
There you go. Here's a list.
Go
ahead. Hit me up.
I'm telling you.
Okay.
Let's go. How many you got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We have 6.
I got a lot.
No,
I want to have 6.
Okay. Well, I mean, some of them like are going to be quick and easy to, you know, run through, but
snap them out, bro. Let's go.
When I flew out to Colorado, the size of the mountains, being from Florida and seeing something as big as a fucking cloud, like, it blew my pussy off. I mean.
Wow. That must have been one impressive.
Yeah, it was amazing.
That was probably painful.
But Moab is definitely like where the arches are, you know, like the kind of like Coyote and the Roadrunner stuff, like that area of the country in Utah, I would imagine.
Where's that at? I'm sorry, say it again.
Moab.
Okay.
In Utah.
Okay.
Like where all the red rocks are and like kind of crazy, you know what I mean? I also am really kind of into like architecture and stuff, so I think it would be dope as fuck to rip inside of giant like European Gothic cathedrals.
Ooh. Yo, like, that's what's
get
up.
Up top and look at the fucking paintings and then just dive in and then do a power loop. I mean, dude,
like honestly, organically, I had no idea.
I thought about this question for like 30 minutes.
That's like a really, really, really dope.
Yo, ripping St. Petersburg.
That's fucking dope, dude.
Ripping St. Petersburg right there.
Yo, let's face it. We live in a country that's, you know, 250 years old. Like, nothing's old here. You know what I mean? Go over the ocean. Everything's, you know, up to, you know, thousands of years old. So, I don't know. There's something, like, really sick about
rip inside the Vatican, baby.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, dude. Ruben. Wow, dude. That's another location. Right, you just unlocked that shit, Ruben. You just, dude.
St. Petersburg in the Vatican? That shit is fucking...
Yeah, can you imagine?
I've been there, and I'm visualizing ripping it,
or you could fly it cinematically. I mean, dude, you could not do it in Injustice. Oh, however you want to fly, it's going to be
cinematically.
Amazing,
oh my god, bro!
It would be killing me right now. It'd be like some, you know, TBS like shit for sure.
Absolutely.
All right, that's number two. Number three.
That's number two. So I want to say it's St. Louis. Is that where the arch is? The big silver?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've always. And think about it. It's gigantic. It's screaming to be power looped and maddied. Like, can you imagine sliding down that motherfucker?
To the west is what they used to call it.
For some reason, that came to mind. That was almost like the top of the list, but I got so, like, I was so excited about some of these that I was just like, I'm just going to write them all down. I've never been there, but Chicago's got some pretty sick, like, art outside of some buildings that I've seen with, like, that giant, like, mirror ball and, like, some,
the bean.
Yeah. Is that what it's called? Inside of a wave. Hitchcock. Huh?
What?
Inside of a wave, like getting tubed like I did when I was surfing. For some reason, it's always been sort of like a, I don't know.
Oh, that's cool. I feel like Red FPV has gotten very, very close to being inside of the wave sort of curl.
Yeah, I've actually seen some of his stuff. It's pretty sick. But the last one's probably the most, I don't know, ridiculous maybe and sort of irresponsible, but it's just fantasy. We're talking fantasy here. FPV while you're driving in a Tesla, it's self-driving for you.
And oh my god, a first.
Yeah. I mean,
first.
How nasty
I've
would
never
that be,
even
bro?
Considered that.
How holy nasty would that
shit
be?
I would, like, never do that.
I wouldn't either. And again, this is all like for fun and theoretical.
I would never do that.
You would have to really trust the Tesla auto driver
that. Dude, for sure. That's crazy.
Listen,
I mean, even if there was somebody in the passenger seat, like in case you were, you know, I don't know, man. Like, that's just an idea.
Oh my
Listen,
god.
First things first.
Really? Someone's going to do it. I got this. Excited. If they hear they're going to do it.
First things first, you have to have somebody sitting on the right seat because you have to touch the steering wheel every 10 seconds.
You have
to touch the steering wheel. While it's driving, you have to touch the steering wheel every 10 seconds or every 30 seconds. But I would consider doing it on the highway because I know for a fact,
I understand what you're saying.
It is the most autopilot.
It
is ridiculously reliable on the highway. Okay. And for 100% fact, I know it. I've tested it 100 times. It is reliable. But, yo, I think my heart would come out my fucking mouth.
You were by yourself, if you were alone.
No, you can't do it alone because you have to touch the steering wheel.
Fuck it, you drive for 30 seconds, that's it.
That's what I'm saying. You got to do it alone.
Yo, that's
what happens? Well, the car just pops in the middle of the highway?
No.
If you don't touch the steering wheel?
It starts to beep, 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 and then it tells you.
You got to drive here.
You got
to
drive, and if you don't touch it, it slows down, and then it says autopilot has been disabled for the rest of the driving. For the rest of the drive.
Punishes you? Fuck that.
Yeah.
What kind of bullshit
Elon,
is this? You know what?
Elon, what
you
the
wanna
hell?
You
want to
play around?
Dude.
I'm going to teach you a motherfucking lesson.
Yo, my
it does not stop, though. It does not stop though.
My Subaru does stop. It actually will. You set the cruise.
My Toyota stops too.
Set the distance to people. It'll stop at red lights.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's pretty. I mean, I wouldn't do it in my fucking Subaru. Is my point, but I'm just saying the technology's out there,
bro. That's crazy.
Dude, I literally thought about that question for like 30 minutes today. I was like, "Damn, dude!"
Incredible.
How are you gonna do it by yourself? You're gonna have to like lower the window, put the car, the drone on the car. You can't do it by yourself.
You can't. You can't.
Yeah. Again, these are questions
everybody. Christ has been on the show, dude. Like you've been all over the place. Thank you so much for being here, my guy. Like we're blessed. We've been blessed by your commentary, by your journey from whoop to 75 millimeter to 250 to whatever the fuck 5 inches. What if somebody said 250 to.
I think it's 215 to like 220. 250, right?
Oh, 215.
No, 215 is the fucking...
Oh, it's 215?
Yeah, 215 to 250, I think.
Regardless, it's still exponential to go from that level of thrust to, a 1S to a 6S.
I don't even have time for the 1S stuff anymore. Like, I bought that flywheel. It was not even fun, man. Like, I was like, dude, I just want to go back inside and get my Apex. Like...
Everybody feels that.
Everybody
just the perfect.
Yeah, choice. And everybody feels your vibe, bro. Like you're popular. You've been everywhere. You've been blessed by ethics. And we just want to say thank you so much for being here with us.
It's been a pleasure, bro. Man.
Like, yeah, man. It's been a pleasure, brother. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, man. Very well prepared, bro. You're A-plus as a guest, my man.
I had to pull more than a few strings to make this work today, so shout-outs again Squad Jags.
Thank you, and thank you for being such a fucking great fan, bro. I personally know that you hear and love every episode, and that's awesome.
I literally do enjoy it. It's like one of the... I only listen to two podcasts, this one and On the Shame, but you guys keep doing it, and hopefully I'll be back on for another episode someday.
Oh, absolutely. Round two. For sure. Round two, you want to come back on? That's amazing. Like, literally, when people say, like, oh, hold on, we'll say stop.